Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function. Your host, Mary Schaefer, is the founder of AP Now, a B2B digital information and learning company focused on all issues related to AP. Stay tuned as Mary and her guests discuss the business intelligence you need to ensure a cost-effective, technologically efficient, fraud-resistant, regulatory-compliant accounts payable function. Without further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome to episode 28 of the AP Now podcast. I'm Mary Schaefer, and I'm here today to talk to you. I'm by myself, and I want to talk to you about a particular issue that sometimes annoys me. It's gone away for a while, but it's still there. It's just not as big as it used to be. And I call this issue why accounts payable should be such a big deal, and it is at very successful companies. They understand what can go wrong when they don't take their accounts payable function seriously and give it appropriate resources and attention. Today's show is brought to you by Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. So my husband was out to dinner with a colleague, and somehow the topic of wives came up, and the colleague asked him what I did, and you know, Hal told him, well, she writes about accounts payable issues. And the colleague, who did not mean to be mean or belittling or anything, was kind of shaking his head, and he said, I don't understand. What does she write about? What does she lecture about? What does she talk about? A company gets a bill and they pay a bill. What's, you know, how is that a job? He really wanted to know. And of course, for me, and hopefully for many of you listening to this, you understand why that comment or that remark did not show much understanding of the accounts payable function. So if a company was, for example, to pay every single invoice that came in, what they would end up doing is overpaying. They'd pay the wrong price, because if you work in accounting or accounts payable, you know that a certain percentage, and sometimes a high percentage, of invoices come in with the incorrect price on them. And that price, by the way, is rarely lower than what you think you should be paying. People would double pay invoices, because vendors sometimes send an invoice two or three times. And in fact, this has become a huge problem in the business world today, thanks to technology and email. A certain large percentage of vendors, something like 25% of the suppliers out there, now send more than half of their invoices more than once. So that's a lot of extra work for accounts payable to weed out those duplicates, and it'd be a lot of money if they just went ahead and paid them. Of course, crooks are still out there, and they still play games sending fraudulent invoices. So if you didn't do some sort of verification, you'd end up paying these fraudulent invoices. And if you did pay them, you'd end up getting more and more of them, because you'd, you know, move up the chain, if you will, to the, you know, big sucker list, if you will. And of course, if you didn't check with the receiving department to see how things, if goods were had been received completely, you'd end up paying for damaged goods. Okay, so that's just on the invoice side. Don't forget, in most accounts payable departments, they also handle expense reports. And if you just took every single expense report that came in and just reimbursed no matter what the person asked for, without taking a look at it to make sure that it conformed to your policy, you'd be paying for a lot of stuff that you shouldn't. Now, some of you out there might be saying, well, in our organization, the manager reviews expense reports before they are submitted for payment. And that is the case in most organizations. However, and this is a big however, most managers don't really review it. They just approve it, they sign it, and then off they go without really taking a close look to see whether the items that are put in for conform to policy. So if you just reimbursed for everything, you pay for things that weren't allowed on the policy, you pay twice for some things, you'd also pay for things that weren't purchased, and then we've seen a lot of game playing going on, and so there'd be some overpayments. So bottom line, at the end of the day, accounts payable departments at successful companies, or actually every company, can't just take the invoices that come in at face value. There's a lot of reviewing and verification that goes on before those invoices can be paid. All righty. So then after, you know, pondering that little thought, the guy says, okay, all right. So if she writes about invoices, you know, what does she write about? How can she write about this all the time? You know, there's only like a limited number of ways to process an invoice. And there are a number of ways, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. But paying invoices is a lot more. There's a lot that goes into it besides just verifying that the price is right and you got the goods that were ordered. You have the sales tax has to be checked if you're in accounts payable. There's a big emphasis in most companies, or at least a medium-sized emphasis, we think there should be a bigger one, about getting the proper tax information, reporting information on a timely basis, usually on a W-9 form, to make sure that the 1099s that are issued at the end of the year are accurate, so we don't end up getting fines and penalties from the IRS and having to deal with that. Best practice companies also stay on top of uncashed checks, because they know that in most cases an uncashed check represents unclaimed property as far as the state auditors are concerned. And then there's the huge issue of fraud, okay? I spend many hours talking about fraud prevention, but this issue has become especially important in the last few years, where we see the evolution and the development of new frauds, and these new frauds are focused directly on the accounts payable staff and anybody basically who has anything to do with money. So if your accounts payable team and your accounting team don't keep up to date on the newest frauds, you're going to find hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, walking out the door as a fraudulent payment gets made. And these new frauds are developing rapidly, so your staff really does need to stay on top of it. And of course, expense reports also, there's been a lot of change going on there, a lot of new technology, and sometimes folks don't realize, but that new technology does seep into the organization. Even at first glance, you may not think about it. So simple example, but as soon as I say it, I'm sure all of you are going to realize, yes, of course. But Uber and Lyft, most of our employees, or many of them, are using Uber and Lyft instead of taking a taxi cab. Well, that's fine, but have you updated your policy to tell them when they can use it and when they can't, and to talk about supply-demand pricing, and also to make sure that they're not putting personal Uber rides on their expense reports. So we see that even though a lot of employees are using these services, there's still many companies who have not updated their policy. And there's a whole bunch of other things like this Airbnb, and who knows what's coming down the pike tomorrow. Unfortunately, along the same lines, there's also a certain amount of game playing and new game playing going on. So what we like to do at AP Now is, when we hear about some of these, this game playing, if you will, share it with our readers so they can make sure that it's not happening at their organization. And the one I'm focused on today is the instances where an employee takes someone out for a lunch, a business lunch, let's say. It's a legitimate lunch, and let's say it's $50. And then at the end of the meal, they ask the waitress or the waiter to put a gift card on the bill. So that $50 legitimate business expense now becomes a $75 expense, and they pocket that $25 gift card. If you think this you know, isn't happening, I can tell you from the latest survey that we did at AP Now, it turns out that this has happened at 22% of the companies, and in most instances, more than once. So not everybody, but a few people, a few employees, travelers, are finding ways to take advantage. And it seems like every time there's one of these new frauds, not only does the individual take advantage, but they can't help but spread the word so other employees do it. So sometimes when people, you know, they hear about all this, and they you know, they'll say something like, yeah, but you know, there's a lot of new technology, invoice automation. Isn't that helping with some of these problems? And the answer is yes and no. Yes, it does help with some of the issues. Certainly with invoice automation, accounts payable departments everywhere are getting more efficient and effective. But you know, I like to say technology gives with one hand and takes with the other. And what I mean in this case is, yes, it is making the accounts payable department, the team, more efficient, but there are also new problems that have arisen associated with some of these new technologies. So let me just talk about one and just talk about it for a minute. I'm not going to bore you to tears over this, I promise. But, you know, virtually every company now receives invoices by email. And in fact, in the latest survey that we completed at AP Now, we now find that the majority of companies are receiving the majority of their invoices by email. That in and of itself is probably a good thing. It eliminates a certain number of problems. I won't go into them at this point, but it has created another problem. And that other problem is that a certain number of companies are now submitting invoices twice. They either send them to two or three people within the company because email costs next to nothing, or they'll submit the invoice two or three times, maybe trying to trick the company into paying twice. So this means that we've got to up our game in the accounts payable space, find new ways to deal with this, and make sure that we can weed out these duplicate invoices early on so we don't waste too much time processing an invoice that's ultimately not going to be paid. So yes, technology helps, but there are also new problems as a result of it. And we have to, A, identify the new problems and then find ways to deal with them. As I've alluded, there have been many new frauds. A lot of these new frauds are a result of improved technology and crooks basically sitting in a country other than the one you are in, not just the United States. It's happening all around the world. Oftentimes, the crooks who are using the new technology will be in another country, making it a little bit more difficult for you to follow up, try and get the money back, and God forbid, prosecute. And a lot of these frauds are focused on the accounts payable function. We've seen all sorts of email spoofing and things of that nature. So yes, technology helps, but it also in some ways makes life a little bit more difficult because of the new problems and the new frauds that we all have to learn how to deal with. Okay, before I continue talking about why smart companies, successful companies pay special attention to their accounts payable function, let me share a word from our sponsor. AP professionals know invoices are easy to lose, and it takes time to track down approvers while having to code, log, cross-reference, verify, reconcile, and cut checks, all while staying compliant. Stamply simplifies all that. When invoices enter the system, Stamply's AI, called Billy the Bot, immediately goes to work by proposing GL codes approvers and flagging issues like PO mismatches and potential duplicates. AP simply confirms the information is correct and submits the invoice for approval. Now here's the best part. Stamply fixes the disconnected communications between approvers, AP, and vendors. With Stamply, conversations are centered around each invoice, and anyone can be invited to the conversation to getting approval decision up to 5 times faster. Visit stamply.com/AP now. See for yourself how your team can work smarter, not harder. That's stamply.com/AP now. Okay, back to the issue that's near and dear to my heart. So after I finished talking to somebody about all these issues around the payables, the invoice, they'll say something like, okay, all right, I get it. Processing an invoice, paying an invoice is not quite as simple as I thought it was. But you know what? After it's done, what else is there? What else can there be to do in accounts payable? It should be not that difficult. Right? And of course, my answer, I'm no big surprise to everybody listening, is wrong. No, the accounts payable function continues to change and evolve, and we continue to have new best practices. And if you don't use these new best practices, which integrate new controls, you won't be running an effective and efficient accounts payable department, which means it will cost your organization more, either in additional processing costs or, God forbid, fraud losses, and that means your company will not be as competitive as it could be. These new best practices come about because of the changes in fraud that I've talked about. We have had a new, basically a major change in the last few years related to verification of emails, coming purportedly from Avenda asking for a change of bank account. There's tons of new technology coming out. You all see it in your individual lives. It's being applied to the accounts payable function. So yes, it's making us more effective, but you have to learn how to use it. The staff has to learn how to use it. We have to train. And of course, once we get this new technology, it means the best practices have to be, you know, looked at and tweaked, if you will, and then it's an ongoing issue. I haven't talked much about regulatory issues, but they are out there. Regulators are pretty smart, and they're taking advantage of technology as well. So they're getting more efficient and effective, and they're doing a better job at finding those companies that are not complying. So everybody kind of has to step up their regulatory compliance game. At the same time, regulators are constantly adding new regulations, and this means that, you know, we have to update our practices, our policies, our procedures, and our staff for that matter. Most companies, for example, very simple example, you know, every year they issue 1099s in January for a variety of reasons for tax reporting. And the IRS is always trying to be more effective and more efficient. And inevitably, the rules get changed a little bit. And so this means, you know, every fall, most companies will send one or two employees to either a seminar or increasingly to some sort of online training, some webinar where they can update their the information that they need to issue correct 1099. So for example, we have a 1099 update webinar, and then in December we'll have a 4-hour workshop where we bring in an expert to treat this. Somebody who spends their whole professional life is, if you will, updating policies and procedures for companies when it regards to 1099 reporting. Okay. All right. So after that, people will say, okay, what new technology? What are you talking about? Doesn't invoice automation basically take care of everything that you need as far as technology is concerned when it comes to the accounts payable function? And the answer is no. Okay, it doesn't. There's a lot of new technology out there, and a lot of it basically focused on the payment for organizations and reporting. So real simple, real quickly, I'm going to mention them. I'm going to spare you, I won't go into any details. We have podcasts on these, on most of these topics, and or webinars. So you know about blockchain, okay, that's been around with us for a while, and we're starting to see companies use it and take advantage of all the benefits of it. The first place that blockchain was used, as you probably all are well aware, was, you know, in the cryptocurrencies, in the Bitcoin market. But now smart, savvy business professionals are seeing how they can expand the use of the blockchain technology and features and use it in supply chain and other areas in the business world. And so we're seeing that. Excel is coming out with some new features, XLookup. It's becoming more and more important for the staff, the whole accounting staff, not just accounts payable, but the whole accounting staff to kind of roll up their sleeves and get better at the data analytics, because there's a mountain of data out there. And with the price of, again, technology plummeting, companies are trying to do more and more with the data that they have on hand to extract meaning and value from it so they can become as competitive as possible. And in fact, if you look online at some of the articles and some of the job listings, the most desired job in America right now supposedly is that of data scientists. And that comes from Glassdoor, and they came to that conclusion because they were the most job openings for that job. So again, we're going to need to do a better job with our data analytics. And while there definitely are jobs for data scientists, there's a real need for somebody who has some of that skills and can apply it to the accounts payable and accounting space. There's also all sorts of specialty reporting required, and we won't get into that, except another place where we see accounts payable having more demand. And so just before I sign off, and you know, I want to go through real quickly, you know, sometimes people will say, well, what are you talking about, regulatory reporting? You know, what is it, just the 1099 MISCs that go out in January? And that is, you know, the big regulatory issue that most accounts payable departments have, but there's also several others, okay? There's the 1042s, which are the international equivalent, if you will, of the 1099 reporting. And if you think 1099 reporting is convoluted, you've not seen anything if you have to do the 1042. Sales and use tax, virtually every organization will be hit with this to some extent or another. Unclaimed property, all 50 states and District of Columbia have unclaimed property reporting and remitting requirements, although not everybody is in compliance. Okay, that's one of the dirty little secrets in the corporate world. Most professionals believe only a third to about 40% of the people who should be reporting are actually reporting. And of course, the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act and OFAC, don't bribe a terrorist, don't pay a terrorist. It sounds easy, like, oh, of course we're not doing either of those things. But when you start to look at the regulations and you start to see how you are doing with compliance, many companies, and in fact, many well-known companies, have ended up with egg on their face. So another place where, accounts payable gets involved, because they're the last set of eyes to look at a payment before it goes out the door. So that's the last chance that any company has to stop itself, if you will, from making an inappropriate payment. And that, needless to say, there's a lot that goes into those two requirements. So hopefully I've convinced you, if you weren't already convinced, that there's a lot going on in your accounts payable department, or there's a lot that should be going on in your accounts payable department. And hopefully you're getting new information and you're keeping yourself up to date on all the different features so that you don't get hit with one of these new frauds, or there is not a change in the regular, in the way you're supposed to, for example, issue your 1099s and you don't know about it. The new 1099 NEC form, for example, that's coming in about a year. So there's a lot going on, and hopefully either your accounts payable manager, your accounts payable team, your controller, somebody in accounting, or all of these people, obviously I advocate all of these people, are keeping up to date on these various issues. And of course, that's what we do at AP Now. In addition to this podcast, we have a free e-zine, and then we have a lot of fee-based products. We have a platinum membership on down. So I really encourage everybody to stay on top of these issues so that you don't end up, you don't learn any of these lessons the hard way. Don't be the organization that, gets written up in the newspaper for not an ideal situation. Or don't be the person who has to go up and explain to the board of directors how it was possible that someone on your staff fell for one of these frauds. Okay, I really thank you for listening to me as I go on about something that I feel really strongly about, which I guess you could guess. And I'd like to also thank our sponsor, Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation, for giving me the platform to be able to do this. If you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate this episode, review this episode, subscribe to the series, or even better, share it with your community on LinkedIn, Facebook, or wherever. And if you're on the accounts payable staff, please make sure your CFO and your controller and the head of your accounting department listens to this if you feel that they don't 100% get all the things, all the hard work that you have to do. To be alerted to new episodes, please visit www.ap-now.com and sign up for our free twice-a-week e-zine. It contains tips and news of upcoming AP Now webinars, our article postings, new frauds, changes that went on in the business community that will impact your accounts payable function, new podcasts, and more. I hope to see you on another AP Now podcast. Thanks for listening.